Hey, it's EA here. My half of Carolina Kings. Just wanted to dedicate this episode to my aunt, Shamina Bedell. We miss you, love you, and I share your transition.
You know the vibes. It's the Carolina Kings, boy.
Yo, 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 what's good? We over here back again this week. It's EA representing 919 Raleigh, Durham area.
Yeah, you already know it's your boy Chuck Too Nice representing that 803 South Carolina Metro. And you know the vibe.
You already know it's Carolina
Kings. Carolina
Kings,
baby.
So, man, good to be back with you this week, brother.
Yeah, you already know. I'm happy. Podcast day. And it was my last day of the work week, so.
Oh, for real? What's up with you? What you mean?
Huh?
What be your last day of the work week? What's up with you?
I ain't going to work tomorrow. And we off Friday for Good Friday.
Oh, okay. Now you just trying to get that extended weekend in.
Yeah, got that 4 day. I be trying to use my my time.
Yeah, when they use that PTO judiciously, huh?
Yeah. And I only had to use 1 day, and I got a 4 day weekend. Ain't that some shit?
Right. Hey, just balling parlay. My bad. Go ahead. What's up?
I ain't gonna do the get drunk and play video games. It ain't like I'm about to do something. Well, no, I'm gonna study some of my stuff, but it ain't like I'm about to do anything crazy.
Yeah, that's what's up. I mean, I guess.
My grandma got both of her vaccine shots, so we going over. She cooking Easter Sunday dinner, so it's about that's going. I'm excited.
I know you're excited about that. You just ran me off the combo. My grandma got her vaccine shot, so we gonna have Easter Sunday dinner. Like, how old is this nigga? Is he seven? That's what's up, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Hey. How okay. You
for that mac and cheese.
Hit him with the rhythms. Hey.
And them collard greens.
What?
It's gonna go down, and I'm on this brown.
You fat.
I am. So what?
Now, man, let's get into it for real. What you got, man? What's up?
Hey, man. I saw some shit that really bothered me the other day because I'm a big fan of this guy, and I don't know if you've seen it, but Kel from Kenny and Kel, Kel Mitchell. His wife posts some crazy shit on Instagram. Like, his ex-wife, I should say. Ex-wife. She posts some crazy shit on Instagram the other day. Like, she was in, like, bikinis and all this shit playing City Girls. And
okay.
He had the damn words and shit come on there talking about he owed her $1.2 million in back child support and spouse support. Talking about he got the money because he bought a $800,000 house last year when she was homeless and all this. He ain't seen his kids in 10 years. So Kel, he didn't just go on a rant or none of that. All he posted was a picture of a hat to say that shit cap.
Yo, Kale's still funny, man. Hey, he bro, still got it.
Picture of a hat, bro. That's just funny, yo.
Cap.
Because my thing is, hey. I follow this man on Instagram, so you say he ain't seen his kids in 10 years. First off, his kid, I think his son 21, his daughter like 19 or something like that. So they're adults. Somebody, you ain't seen kids in 10 years.
You seen one since I was 9 and one since I was 10.
Bruh, so, and if you go... If you follow him on Instagram, man, he always with his kid. I'm like, bro, how you ain't seen him in 10 years? He's always with his kid.
It's cap. I
mean, his son, it's crazy. His son like his twin. Son just like, that's how when she said that on there, I was just like, yo, I seen this man. And this was years ago when they posted on there. The niggas look just alike.
But,
so she supposed to have a lawsuit or whatever going on, and she homeless like the last couple of years, so I guess, you know, got a couple of dollars or something. And then that's another thing. So how you
question?
If you,
oh, go ahead.
You was homeless. You ain't had no kids.
Fuck all that. Question.
What?
Question. So is she being homeless? How she so she at least got a phone so she can play City Girl song and be able to post on Instagram, right? Mm-hmm. Not saying that if you homeless, I just don't see a lot of homeless people posting.
Me neither. I see them. Cause you know you got different. It's almost like levels to being homeless. You know what I'm saying? Cause you got
It is levels.
That still go to work and gotta have a job and stuff. They just don't have an actual house anywhere to live. They live in shelters at nighttime.
Right.
So most of them still have cell phones and stuff, but they not posting no mess like that. You know what I'm saying? That shit crazy.
Right. Right.
I don't know, that shit didn't bother me because I was like, the man did have, after, you know, this whole thing with Nickelodeon and stuff, he did have a period of time where I think he had, alcoholism and stuff like that. But
yeah, I mean, we ain't about to do behind the
man, he went and got better, and then, you know what I'm saying, you hit this man with this like that. That shit bothered me, dog.
Think she care about that?
Oh, nah.
She's trying to get that paper, man.
Get that
1.2 mil. Right. She was there doing the unsung taping of Kim Mitchell Life. She knows shit. Ain't no new information.
Yeah. She probably won't end up getting none of that, but.
Probably.
Moving on.
Just because I bought a house with $800,000 don't mean that I got $800,000.
And that shit ain't none of your business. Talking about he made over $600,000 last year.
It ain't none of your business. That ain't none of your friends' business.
Yeah, y'all not married no more. It's none of your business.
Ain't none of your friends' business. None of that. Like Jimmy Watson.
How you know he made that much? You must have. You probably seen it on Google or something. Somebody telling some bullshit. You don't know how much that man. Get out of here. Yeah. Whatever. Moving on.
It's basically starting a podcast up with some legit bullshit. I guess I'm gonna follow that up with some more bullshit. Everybody should know by now. If you don't, you know, I'm gonna let you know anyway. There's a tape that came out TMZ with Saweetie and Quavo having an elevator scene. You know what I'm saying? Having a little elevator debacle. That seemed like a pandemic in itself. But just in the video, you can see that Saweetie, before they get into the actual elevator, attempts to swing on Quavo and does not connect. She then tries to take a fight over a box.
Yeah.
And he kind of strong arms her, puts her in the elevator. They both tumble over it while he's trying to pull her in the elevator. And she gets the worst of it, I guess. She twists her ankle or I don't know what happened. I'm not going to allude to any or alleged injuries. But may not look good on each part of them, even though it wasn't no major blows on being thrown, thank God. But it just don't look good. The shit just looked unhealthy and it looked toxic. And niggas been talking about it all day on social media. Yeah. So I had to say
it looked bad. It did look bad, but when I watched it again, it didn't
look bad. Wait, could you say something?
It didn't look as bad as when I first saw it. When I first saw it, I was like, oh shit, he threw that bitch. But then I looked at it again, I was like, shit, he just snatched his luggage away from her and she flung over there like that. I was like, he didn't hit her or nothing, so.
No, but he did get grabbed the arm. See, if he had just grabbed the luggage and she moved
you're right. Yeah.
It still would have been wrong, but when he actually put the hands on the back, you know, the back fat arm, he put his arm on my dad.
Damn.
See, that's when you kind of you wrong, bro.
You seen the way that nigga,
you know what I'm saying?
That nigga looked at the camera at the end. He was like, God damn. He knew it was a wrap.
I saw him look at it, but I didn't see no facial expression.
Oh, no, I'm just saying. When he looked at the camera, he had that lost look. It's the camera in there, bro.
Bro, look lost before that.
That too. I don't know what the hell they had going on, but it is what it is, you know.
Man, we don't need no repeat Whitney and Bobby. Jay Z and Solange, Ray Rice and his wife.
That shit, there you go. No more of them.
I done heard every step out the elevator joke I could hear all damn day.
What you mean,
man? I guess I'm still taking my fat ass on the elevator. You crazy. Stairs killer. I got my steps in already.
Exactly.
Fuck you.
They invented elevators for a reason, bro.
Elevator.
And I got an elevator key, too. I got an SC elevator key. I can down. Never mind. Hey, all right. Yeah. Oh, moving on.
Right. I'm about to say, you done bragging on random shit? I got a key, too. I got it. Tell on your damn self. Anyway.
No, I mean,
what else you got, bro? What you got going? What else?
For all the old heads out there, versus battle this week is between Ozzy Brown and Earth, Wind & Fire. Steve Harvey gonna host it. I think it's Sunday, Easter Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, should be pretty good.
That's what's up. And Easter Sunday, ooh, right at the church. Ooh.
Yo, you know it's gonna have to be early. These old niggas, it's gonna have to be early. It ain't gonna be like the rest of the 8 o'clock and that bitch don't fuck 10. Nah, you know, they do that with them.
Yeah, that shit probably gonna start off at a good strong 7.
And them, they probably be on time.
Oh, yeah. And I heard Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey supposed to be hosting
it. Yeah, Steve Harvey hosting it, yeah.
Him and his mustache.
Yeah, that's about all he got now. Rap.
Nah. But that made me think about the Versus battle that just recently happened. Or did it still happen? Skate versus SWV?
That one happened already?
It did?
I don't think so. I think that's the one that's supposed to be coming up.
Bro, I'm like 50 at this point. Yeah, I don't even watch Versus no more. I thought this shit was supposed to be loose. Couldn't go outside.
Yeah, the last shit. They making money off the shit. Nah, it's a rep. They got sponsors and all. You can see Ciroc and all that shit on that. Nah, but they got a... No, the last one that happened was Raekwon and
Ghostface. That's cool and all, but I still ain't watching.
It was Raekwon and Ghostface Killer. Yeah,
I love Raekwon the Chef too. Ooh, and Ghostface. Tony Stark with the gold eagle bracelet. That motherfucker dresses like an evil cartoon comic villain. I love it.
Hey,
that's crazy. Anyway, what's up?
Bro, I don't know if I agree with this shit right here, because I saw where they saw my Jeezy losing his street cred for making up with Gucci during the Versus battle. Like, I mean, I know he probably really don't give a fuck about street cred no more. He's rich. But
I'm like,
I don't know why. I mean, why would they say that? I mean, if they would have did this years ago, they could have made music and made money together. But instead, you know what I'm saying? They have whatever went on, and somebody ended up getting killed. And now they've still been beefing all this. They could have made money together and shit. But
I'm confused on why you don't believe this shit. Anyway, we're talking about it. But, bro, I'm confused because, number one, the people who are talking about this shit, them niggas don't, they love toxic shit. They don't believe in making up, moving on, being better, self development.
They want these niggas to be fighting.
Yeah, this their shit. And second of all, who cares? Like you said, that nigga rich.
I don't know. I fuck with Jeezy, and I seen that shit. I've tried to read the article, but I really couldn't because it was like,
reading
the nigga knees. Yeah, it was in nigga knees. I was like, what nigga wrote this shit? Street cred, right. Really? Nigga,
I don't know.
Fucking rich. I mean. Get the hell out of here. All right, man. I'm going to get to some real news. I'll get to some real news now.
I mean, you can wait because you just talked about that bullshit again. So let me back it up with some more bullshit of mine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, do you?
Damn. Stacey Dash came and said she redeemed now.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
She's back. She's a part of the black community.
She's about as redeemed as Jeezy fucking street cred, motherfucker. Get the hell out of here.
She is delivered.
We the black people do not accept Stacey Dash. Requests.
The black people of the black delegation.
Yeah, we do not accept her request to be black again. Stay your ass over there.
She can't. They ain't writing no more checks on that. She got fired from Fox as a contributor and analyst. It's bad out here. I mean, I wonder what Dominic is doing for money now.
I need the nigga money again.
Right. Please go watch Clueless again on VH1 whenever you can.
You can go ahead and make her fucking C-rated ass movies and shit. Bull.
What am I just saying, man?
Damn. She said she want to be black again. That's crazy.
Yeah, man. It costs money to keep them light-eye contacts in, bro. You crazy. Yeah. This shit ain't cheap.
Her eyes green, nah. Bro. What you talking about?
I said light. I didn't say what color light. What the fuck?
She got Cherokee.
Mr. Specifics over here.
She got Cherokee to her family. I'll tell you.
And every other nigga too. So I'll raise my hand on that. Yeah, there's Cherokee and my family a long time ago. Yeah. There's white in there too, you know? What they got to do with anything? Anyway, let's keep it moving because we've been we want to stay on a schedule. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm gonna take a quick break. I need some libation.
Yo,
we back from break.
We are back. Chuck Too Nice is here.
Unfortunately, he is. Everything from OSHA is okay.
I didn't even mention OSHA this week.
You did. You damn sure did. My bad. That's it. OSHA joke is dead. Bye bye. Let it do its thing. What's up, man? I'm ready to get into it. What you got?
So, dude, you wanna talk about some stuff, or you wanna sit here and crack jokes on me? Okay, get into it. Two 10 girls from New Jersey. They were involved in a carjacking of a Muhammad Anwar. In D.C., he was an Uber Eats driver. So basically, they took a train or whatever from New Jersey to D.C. and decided to use a taser to carjack Muhammad. And he was 66 years old. So they ended up having a struggle in the car. He ended up getting pinned between the door and the steering wheel. One of the girls was on the gas, and they was tasing him while this whole thing was going on, too. Car ended up crashing. He ended up getting thrown from the car, and he ended up passing away at the hospital later on that day. So it's sad that, you know, their family had to lose a loved one. And at the same time, these girls, because they don't know what they're gonna do with them. They're gonna try them as adults, or they going to juvie for a little bit, then go to adult prison. They don't know yet. It's just a messed up situation all around.
Yeah, I heard about this story. They said, I know that they had that video out there, and that's just, it's crazy, but it's
disturbing.
Yeah, I mean, well, the little bit I do know is that they had it's been like a thing going on in New Jersey with, you know, teens to steal cars, you know, because they get arrested or whatever, and get tried as minors, and it's not the same type of major offense.
Yeah.
So they got a lot of teens been doing that lately, and, just making that one decision to do something just because I make a quick two. I mean, it's a lot of money, $3,000, $5,000. I mean, sometimes, you know, you got to make better decisions than that. And it's hard to do when you're young, but you got to think a little harder because it ends in a tragedy like this.
Yeah, and I mean, I really don't think those girls' intent was for anybody to get hurt like that going up there, but still the same. Sound to make better decisions, because 13, you still in middle school, I think. I ain't even made it to high school yet. That's crazy.
Yeah, 13, you should be watching Disney Channel, Disney Plus.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. But also wanted to get into real quick, because I got my wife's side of family, they're from Virginia Beach. They had a shooting. Well, it was actually three different shootings on the beach Friday. Two people ended up dying and eight people were wounded. Of one of those, the two people that died, I'd never watched this show, The Bad Girls Club, but one of the girls was one of the girls off that show.
Oh, wow.
And it was DeShayla Harris. She was on a Bad Girls Club, and she was one of the victims that were shot. They found a couple of people that they arrested for the shooting, but they were at a different shooting that happened, different altercation that happened. They weren't responsible for the death of these two people. They're still looking for those individuals who was involved in that shooting. And she wasn't even in the altercation. She just happened just to be on the beach. She got hit by a stray bullet. That's what's even more about that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's so crazy, man.
I mean, not even crazy, man. It's just tragic, bro. Stuff like that's going on. Yeah, the previous story you just said, man.
And that's what I'm saying. Like,
we got to do better.
Like, we do. Like, the whole time COVID been going on and stuff was shut down, you didn't hear about none of this stuff. But I mean, soon as it get warm and they start lightening up on some of the stuff, people back out here doing this dumb shit, man. I don't get it. You can't even go and have a good time at the beach and enjoy yourself with your family.
I don't want to go, bruh. Take the time to do no development and want to stay in the BS. But a lot of that time with COVID, quarantine, they should have been trying to better themselves.
Better yourself.
And then
now instead of going and shooting up a beach when Virginia Beach, that shit is nice out there, bro. Instead of going out there and shooting up, so go out there and enjoy the beach. Have fun. You done been in the house for a year. Go have fun, man. I don't get it, bro.
Hell, you can't even have fun because you're telling me that the girl from the back, lady from the back, girl's fun. That's what she was just doing.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You can't even go have fun. She was just out there and got killed. That's fine. Yeah, but this right here is some it's positive in a sense. I guess you can say it's kind of positive, but two of the cops, they didn't in the article, they didn't have their names, but two of the cops from the U.S. Capitol Police, they suing Donald Trump for his role in the Capitol riots. I saw that.
That's what it should.
Yeah. Should be more than that. But I think it was two of the ones that were two. These two got beat up pretty badly by those terrorists. So,
right. I mean, they should definitely go after him. He's no longer the president. He's a private citizen once again.
Yep.
I mean, do what you need to do.
Do what you need to do. Sue his ass.
I'm just tired of Trump. I got Trump fatigue.
I know. God.
Definitely want to mention, just talking about Capitol, the president, Biden, today just unveiled a $2 trillion infrastructure bill for the United States. It's the Transformation of America bill, also, known as the Build Back Better bill. It's huge because it's supposed to be over like an 8-year span and supposed to be really encompassing, of course, $2 trillion. You're talking about a whole lot of money. So it's going to be really, really, really impactful. But to get to it, what's included in it is $621 billion going to transportation infrastructure, such as bridges, roads, public transit, ports, airports, and electric vehicle development. Some of the development is going to be like training in some of the federal cars they got already for all electric cars, making school buses all electric school buses, stuff like that. It's going to be direct $400 billion to care for elderly and disabled Americans. They're going to inject more than $300 billion into improving drinking water infrastructure, expanding broadband access, and upgrading electric grids. So that's great for citizens that live in places like around the St. Louis area or even in up there where the...
Talking about the water, Flint, Michigan?
Flint, Michigan.
You know that water's still not drinkable, right?
Yeah, we know that. That's what I'm saying. That's amazing. Because that money will go to help that. Alleviate that's that good. Problem along. Yeah, And also for people who experience issues in Texas with the power grid they got. But Texas opted out of the financial fund, so I don't even know if they're going to get that.
Stupid
smart motherfuckers.
Yeah. Hey, what you said, broadband? What you was talking about?
Yeah, broadband. They're going to add broadband services to some of those rural areas and urban areas.
Okay, yeah. I know a lot of, like, the big cities, they have, like, free Wi-Fi as long as you're in the city limits.
Right. But if you don't live there...
When we went to Philly, they had that shit. They had, like, the free Wi-Fi down in the downtown area. I mean, we ain't live there.
Yeah, but we gotta remember that that's a nicer part of town too.
Yeah, exactly.
And where we stayed was in a nice part of town. Like, so they're gonna try to make sure that the whole metropolitan area has broadband, as well as rural areas and communities like, southern states and midwestern states as well have that too, because with the kids working from school and
That's good,
it's necessary.
Yeah, because Trump didn't do shit. The schools had to do that shit to get them Wi-Fi out there.
Yeah, they were struggling. Still struggling. This bill also puts more than $300 million in, $300 billion in the building and retrofitting affordable housing alongside constructing and upgrading schools. That's awesome. And invests $580 billion in American manufacturing, research and development, and job training efforts. It's going to end fossil fuel subsidies. They got $174 billion. Excuse me, they got money earmarked for HBCUs. They didn't give a dollar amount for how much that would be. But all in all, this is his presidency on the line, you know, in short. This bill is huge. It's total accomplishment. It touches a bunch of different cabinets. There's HUD's involved. You got U.S. Department of Transportation involved. Who Pete Buttigieg is in charge of that, and he's actually been on Capitol Hill trying to like rally and whip up some support with some of these legislators, because you know when the bill comes down the pipeline, trying to avoid the issues of having it passed, we know what's going to happen with that. But it just touches multiple different cabinet positions, and basically this is his presidency in a nutshell. Obama's was healthcare, his is going to be infrastructure, which badly needs to be upgraded. It hadn't been done since World War II.
God damn.
And the Great Depression. It's the last time the U.S. invested in infrastructure as a country.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. Damn, that's good. Damn, that shit about to be bomb as hell. He's actually fixing the country. Look at that.
But it still has to get passed. It's just a bill, like on Schoolhouse Rock. You won't be alone.
He's trying to fix the country.
He's trying. I applaud it. It's a major effort. Let's get it done. You know, of course, you got progressives who are saying it's not enough, which it's not, but compared to what we've had and what we did.
Exactly. It's not enough, but shit, we need to start somewhere. Yeah, groundbreaking. Start somewhere.
And of course, you got your Republicans talking about all of a sudden, now you're worried about budget spending. In the deficit, and wasn't worried about that shit at all when we put the tax credits in for companies and billionaires. Wasn't worried about the deficit then, but not worried about deficit and spending. When in fact, it's kind of stupid, because this type of a plan or this type of bill, it pays for itself.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to put people to work. You won't be able to outsource these jobs, because it's going to be so many jobs that people are going to have to hire.
Yeah, he said over the next 8 years, bro. That's
over the next 8 years. It will change the taxes for those one percenters, instead of it being like taxes at 20% or 21% that it's at now, it's going to go to 28%, but it's still not that bad. But
I mean,
most of the taxation is going to come from companies.
Yeah, and then taxes as a whole going to go up because of all these damn checks too. Anyway, I mean,
stimulus
checks, taxes going to go up regardless. So. If it's going to be better everything, bro, bump it.
But it's not. The deficit ain't going to come from the middle class, though.
Well, I mean,
it won't be an increase from the middle class.
Yeah.
But that's the way it's designed and it's made as of right now. And gotta remember that the TVA, the Tennessee, what was it called? Anyway, it's an electric company that was created as a result of the Fair New Deal by Roosevelt. It basically is an electric company that still is around today that services like southeast states of like North Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, I think even Texas, even Louisiana. And it pays for itself. They don't even get tax money, government money, because they just charge based on the services they offer.
I got
power, how to upgrade it and everything. So it works.
Okay.
It's going to work.
Yeah.
That's all I
got to
say about that, like Forrest.
I like Forrest Gump. That's all I got to say about that.
Lieutenant Dan, ice cream, Lieutenant Dan.
Forrest did everything, boy. Forrest was that dude. Yeah.
His life was amazing.
The cop for the one that killed George Floyd, his trial done started.
Yeah. Dave Chauvin versus the state of Minnesota.
Yeah. Oh my god, bro! This, like, to be honest, this shit better go the right way, because y'all, the motherfuckers already told the city at one time. Yeah. Y'all let this white man off from this shit. I mean, at least a manslaughter charge. You know what I'm saying? He got to get something, but he don't. Them people gonna tear that motherfucker up again, bro.
Listen, man, I feel like they either not going, they're not going to find him guilty. I mean, excuse me, I feel like they are going to find him not guilty, or they're going to find him guilty, and then I don't know how to feel about it. So they just do that, just like to give us our pound of flesh.
Yeah.
Although he it or you know, are they? Is it going? Is it going to change or make like systemic changes to the whole system? I don't think so. This is going to be this one thing they give us, and then it's going to still keep fucking us up and killing us.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Because I think I saw where the teenager who video went viral, the one that actually was right there videotaping it, he testified today. And just something that stuck out to me was he was like, because you can see the way the cop was just looking at them while he had his knee on the back of his neck. He said, man, you can see the cold hardness in his eyes. Like, he just didn't care what he was doing.
Right.
I mean, that just gave me chills when he said that. And the man that called the police on the police, he testified today too, because they played back when he called 911 and asked to speak to a sergeant, a supervisor. And he, just basically explaining what was going on, man. They killed this man for no reason. He wasn't, you know what I'm saying, wasn't resisting arrest or nothing. So, of course, the lawyer of the cop is saying that he OD'd on drugs and he had pre-existing health issues like hypertension and all that. But they're saying that in the back of the police car, they found two pills that were like halfway dissolved. One of them was fentanyl and the other one was like a meth pill or something. So basically they're trying to say that he took some drugs and stuff before his interaction with the cops. And that, with his health issues that he already had, is the reason why he passed away. They said his airway wasn't obstructed at any time or any point. That's what they didn't see in the autopsy. I don't believe none of that. Sorry.
Yeah,
we sat right there and watched the man say, "I can't breathe." We sitting there watching this man with his hand, with his knee on the back of his neck, pushing down, with his hand in his pocket, pushing down to create more pressure on there. Whatever. Don't believe none of that. Hope his ass found guilty.
That shit crazy. That's like saying, yeah. I mean, I didn't want to give no cheap comparison to that. But what they're saying, though, it don't make sense. Of course, they got to make him sound like he is.
They're trying to make it sound like he.
Up drug.
Yeah, they're trying to make it seem like the cop is the victim. He's like, he's a big guy. They got his camera off his chest. They had that video. They played that in court. He's talking about, he's a big guy. And he was on something and all this. Really? So you killed him. Because of that. Come on, man. It was like six of y'all. Get out of here.
Yeah. What I was saying was that that's just going to be what they're going to do as a defense.
Yeah.
The Lord get paid to defend them. You know they're going to bring that trash up.
So. You're right.
It was just a real emotional day in court.
It was definitely emotional.
Probably like the most emotional one so far, but we'll see. We will see. I mean, the state prosecution is really being real on point so far, everything and how they building the case up for the jurors, but you know, just gonna have to wait and see.
Yep. Hey,
just only take one.
Oh yeah.
Say they don't see it.
Exactly, bro. So we can go ahead and take a quick break, and after this break, we're gonna get into some sports.
We're back from this break.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yo, we're gonna have to do like a video one day so people can hear the behind the scenes shit. This shit crazy. Hey, but let's get into some sports.
I like my podcast. We might not be able to have one after that. But...
Let's get into some sports. Oh, hold on. Before we do sports, I gotta do a shout out real quick. Shout out to the movie The Five Heartbeats. It turned 30 years old this week.
Bruh,
that was my grandma's movie, boy. My grandma said,
another movie grandma, shout
yes, out. Nigga, Five Heartbeats is my shit. Yo, my grandma used to be like, R.I.P. Willie Mae. She used to be like, Chucky, go put the Five Heartbeats tape in the VCR. I said, hey, we about to watch this again. Hey, I'm my grandma's movie, though. Hey, Five Heartbeats shit. Hey, all right, let's go to some sports. Let's have to start
build it up. You got to build it up. Oh, every night I got to fight to prove my love.
Every like on night, the goddamn podcast. Beat the shit out of that. Like on the podcast. Man, calm down, man.
JT. Run shy, brother.
Yeah, he damn doing my man dirty on that shit. Hey, but yeah, let's get into sports. Let's talk about some tourney job. Shout out to the USC Trojans, man. They had a good run this year. Got to the Elite Eight.
Yes, sir. Hey, shout out to the Warriors. There's the villain, Big Uno,
man. They they played Gonzaga last night. Yeah. That's a tough one. I ain't gonna lie. I see Gonzaga winning the whole thing.
Baylor look pretty good.
They do look good. But
they better win if they're gonna be my brothers like that.
They better win. I mean, I'm not going to get too much into it, but them guards is pissing me the fuck off. I'm a shooter, bro. You got shoot. Give me that space like that, bro. I'm shooting. I'm not doing all the... They be trying to look too pretty, man. You want to goddamn pump fake and then dribble, try to drive to the paint and step back and all that dumb shit. Nigga, shoot that. That nigga pass you the ball and that motherfucker give you that space. Shoot. And the boys can shoot. That's what I don't care. They can shoot the three like a motherfucker, but... Whatever. Final Four, you got UCLA versus Gonzaga, and then you got Houston versus Baylor, man. We'll see how that go.
Fucking Care Bears.
That's fucked up. You said that shit, though.
Teddy
Grant, baby. Oh, man. Big shout out to Masterpiece son, Percy Miller, man. He committed to Tennessee State. He going to go to that. HBCU.
Okay.
Yeah. TSU. Yeah. He
Big time. Need more talent going there.
Yeah. He was on ESPN with that, man. He said he wanted to change the narrative about HBCUs, man. I forgot what he was ranked in the country, but I think it was pretty high.
He's up there.
It was pretty high, man. But yeah, shout out to that young man. That's a big move right there. Mm-hmm. As far as basketball, you know, old Andre Drummond and came to the Lake Show. So wait till we get back full in effect. It's a wrap. It's a wrap for their ass.
Right. Bruh. Show over yet?
The Lake Show's never over, bruh.
Oh, my
God. Are you serious?
Nobody care about them Showtime Lakers cheerleaders. Well, I love the cheerleaders more than anything. That's the best part about your other Lakers. The Lakers cheerleader.
Right. 17 championships is too. Calm your ass down. Yeah. How many Knicks got? Yeah, they got ABA championships, ain't it? ABA.
We got two, bro. We never were in the ABA. Calm that down. It's disrespectful, dude.
Niggas got the ABA. You got an ABA championship or something like that.
We were never in the ABA. You disrespectful, dog. Move on, man. I got Andre Drummond, who was dope 4 years ago.
Are you a fucking
2-time All Star?
Whatever. Okay, yeah, you're right.
Got two broke up ass stars. Come on.
And then the Nets going to sign LaMarcus Aldridge. Like, that's going to make a big difference. I mean, they line up look good on paper. So you think Aldridge better than Drummond right now?
I would pick Aldridge over Drummond, yes.
Yes.
I know I don't have to worry about LaMarcus Aldridge freezing. And I don't have to worry about him doing dumb shit. I see him out there, Drummond, do some dumb shit. I will say that. I've seen him do some dumb shit. The dumbest shit that LaMarcus Aldridge does is that awkward-ass turnaround fader. That shit is dumb. But besides, like, running the play, getting the rebounds, really playing consistently, knowing what his role is now as a player versus Andre Drummond, who still think he's in his prime and he do the dumbest shit in the world, I'll take LaMarcus Aldridge.
I bet you would, motherfucker. But, I saw this right here. I think his name is Daniel House.
Coachability.
Shut up. His name was Daniel House. Oh, damn. I just had who he played for. Is it Houston?
Yeah, Daniel House played for Houston. He's the one that was supposed to be sneaking in O'Carroll last year. Verbal.
Hot, for real? Hold on.
I still think that was James Harden, but...
No, this dude was married right here. And he was trying to sneak the girl in through COVID.
That's what they say, but I think it was James Harden.
But nah, he lost four of his family members in a car accident over the weekend. Yeah, and wow. It was his wife and three kids.
What?
Yeah, bro. Drunk driver hit them.
Oh,
like, I saw that article on ESPN.com, bro. I was just like, yo, I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine getting that call and them saying that my wife and my kids were pronounced dead at the scene from a drunk drop. Man, bro, I would flip. I ain't gonna lie, bro. It'd take a lot. Somebody had to hold me back. It'd take a lot, bro. Cause
that's
what I'm saying. And you out here drunk and you done kill a man whole family, bro. Like, this man lead a game now and he go home to an empty house, bro. Oh, my God. I'd be looking for your ass. They're going to lock me up because I'm looking for your ass. Straight up. Mm-hmm. But, man, I just hope that brother, man, just hope his family, he's going to need a whole lot, man.
Of love and support.
Exactly, man. I just hope they give it to him, yo. Cause, and just keep an eye on him, man, because losing your whole family like that, It can go downhill fast. You know,
very quickly.
I haven't been in that situation, but I'm just saying. I just know how my anxiety and how my brain work. Yeah. I just know I wouldn't be able to take that.
Yeah.
A little positive. Former Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields, man, yo, he seen him at the pro day.
Right. First of all, I didn't see him at the combine or the combine.
I said the pro day, bitch.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, your transition sucked. But no, I didn't see him. I heard about he ran like the fastest 40 time for a quarterback since RGD.
So you did see it. So what the fuck is you talking about? You didn't see it.
I heard about it. I just said I heard about it.
You just said you didn't see it.
I didn't see it. I just heard about it. Yeah, I read it on Twitter.
He ran a little light 4-4, you know what I'm saying? And
problematic.
And, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, look, they were shouting him out on Trevor Lawrence shouted him out on Twitter because he, you know, that man should be picked over your ass, but we ain't gonna get into that. We're gonna let Justin Fields shine.
Trevor Lawrence is on some douchebag shit.
He is, yo.
He shouted out Lawrence shouted out Fields, and at the same time, he posted a clip of what's his name? Zach Wilson. He gonna post a clip of Zach Wilson making a throw and the cats talking about sheesh. Like, you just know your ass is the number one pick. Let me just sprinkle some of this extra specialness like that on top
exactly
of this.
What
nigga.
Doing. Oh, sunshine. Exactly who you look like.
Oh, sunshine. Man, fuck sunshine. You get on my nerves now. Only let the shit be over with your weird chin having ass.
Oh, shit.
You got the weirdest chin in the
do,
world.
He do, man. That shit look like cartoons. Like somebody drew that shit.
Yeah. It's animated,
all right. So shit, animated. Hey, but no, in the Deshaun Watson, you know, he got a lot of shit going on, man. Yeah, he got 21 lawsuits now, but it's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, man. His lawyers say
21.
Yeah, that shit bad, but it's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, man. His lawyers say he got 18 women that work at the massage parlor. That can vouch that Deshaun Watson, man, he's not that type of guy. In the 5 years he's been there and over 130 massages that he had, he's never treated them like that. Yeah, they can testify that. So, yeah, so when you remember you said in the last podcast when the lawyer said he had some junk going, what did he say? He had something he can prove. I guess that's part of it right there. So,
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't expect that his lawyer would give out everything.
Nah. And,
you know, because you definitely don't want to let the left hand know what the right hand doing. But letting them know, hey, we really about this trial life. You know,
yeah, exactly.
We can do this. Okay. Well, hopefully, I don't know, man. I just want that to be a good outcome, a healthy outcome.
Yeah, I just hope they don't blackmail this man and or something like that, and he'll never get to play football again. That'd be fucked up.
I find it funny how you gotta call it blackmail, my brother.
Yeah, you already know. Anything black is bad, nigga. Black cat, nigga. Everything black is something negative. You know how that goes.
Devil's food cake.
You know how that goes, bro. I guess if we're talking about NFL stuff, the NFL going to 17 games, they had an extra game on. I guess they get it.
They're taking on the way one of them punk ass preseason games. Are they still going to have them?
You know what they didn't say. They probably still going to have them because the NFL still make money off that shit because people still come.
No, it's a trash.
That shit is, man. I guess they get an extra paycheck. I don't know how they.
It's a 20 game package.
20 game package. One more game for you to get your ass broke up.
Broke.
But yeah, as far as sports, man. That's all I got, man. That's really. I ain't gonna say that's all I got. I'm saying that's all I really fucking care about.
We at the mercy of whatever the fuck about. You care about.
You're damn right. Because I'm the one talking about it. Nah, I mean, some of the stuff I put out there, everything I put out there, I did care about. I'm not gonna sit there and lie.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty good. It wasn't as bad as normal.
What the fuck?
I mean, you talked about the whack ass Lakers. I mean, but you can't help that. You can't help that. It's not your fault. It's not your fault, man.
I mean, I'm a rep my team win or lose. I know you're not going to talk about the Knicks because they ass.
I ain't talking about the Knicks. We're not ass. We in the playoff hunt right now. What are you talking about?
Oh, shit. Y'all about to make the playoffs with for the first time since you've been born?
That's not true at all. Again, I don't know where you get your... That's why I'd be leery about listening to what the fuck you say in sports. But, no. It's not the first time we've about to make the playoffs. Made the playoffs plenty of times since I've been born. Don't do that. I talk about my team and I rep my team proudly. You know this.
I've been forgetting you're an old nigga. So yeah, you was Patrick Ewing and goddamn Charles Oakley, man. Them niggas was pointing.
I was a jit when they was out there. Okay, I was.
But y'all
a
used to go to the playoffs then, so you was alive for.
Yeah.
Yep. And then they went to you about to be 35 to go back.
What? I just want to foul you like the UConn girls fouled that girl on Baylor.
That was
right
definitely
now. A foul. I just want to slap you in the forehead and on the arm at the same time.
That was definitely a foul, yo. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know. Whatever. Oh, girl, talking about you can't swallow your whistle when it's close.
Hey. Talk to him, girl. Talk to him.
Number 21. She's a child. She's a grown ass woman. She's 23 years old.
Oh, she's 23?
Hell yeah.
That's still young. That's very sad. I don't know, bro. I'm undecided about that. But anyway, we're going to get out of here before we get into any more trouble and have a break. And when we come back, we're going to have our King Combo. How about that?
King Combo. We can do that.
Yay!
Everybody clap. Sorry.
Hey, everybody, clap like the Muppet Show.
Oh, no.
We'll be back. And we are back.
We're back.
Back like we never left. You know. Then the fake, what we're going to go into right now is King Combo.
King Combo.
Hey, man, can you quietly pull your libation?
What, you heard something?
Damn. No. I didn't hear nothing.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I heard something.
Damn, bro. I tried to pull as quietly as possible.
But it's your excitement that got you.
Bad. I'm sorry. I was very excited.
It's all good, bro. It's cool. I know you were. But Tonight's King Convo is going to be sponsored by Chuck's Drinks.
What the fuck is my drink?
You enjoy a nice stiff-ass drink?
Yeah, man.
And you like to sing and dance about
it's
it?
It's a little Gentleman Jack with a splash of the ginger ale.
No. We ain't naming no name. My bad.
It's some whiskey.
Chuck's Drinks, people.
Some whiskey.
Sponsored by Chuck's Drinks. Anyway. Nah, the King Convo is we often talk about movies, me and my boy here, a lot in our off time. And I was just wondering, one of our favorite movies, you know, is Superbad. And I'm wondering, does that movie still hold up in 2021?
Bruh, yes, bruh. Damn.
So, Superbad
holds up. Oh, no, it doesn't. I just went on.
So, tell me why. First of all, let's talk about why you like, what's the dope shit about it? Because I got help. It's a quotable movie to me.
It's, huh? Oh, it's definitely quotable.
It's one of the most quotable movies.
Definitely quotable. Man, they had t-shirts and everything. McLovin t-shirts, all that stuff back when this movie first came out. But,
of course.
I definitely just thought of some of the stuff in there that they said that would not fly.
Shut the fuck up, man.
Yes. You definitely can't say that now. You got a whole.
But what you still can say is, take that fucking say, stuff.
Yeah, you're like fucking Aladdin.
You're like Aladdin.
he said, I'm trying to look older. When he went and got that ID, though, and came back, and that motherfucking name was just McLovin, he had the last name.
Seth went off on him.
Yo, that's it. Because, bro, tell me, it's so relatable to high school, bro. That's exactly how high school was. You're trying to get some ass. Yeah, you're trying to get some ass. You got one homeboy, he in love with the bitch. You got the other homeboy trying to get some drinks. You got the other homeboy, he just trying to get some ass. You got one homeboy who just, yeah. I mean, just all the way complete, just fucking up everything.
Ross, don't know what you want to do. What you
know what I'm saying? It's so relatable. Then the whole movie is just the whole about them just trying to get to the party, bro. This is so many obstacles.
It's so many obstacles.
It's terrible. Yeah.
But let's talk about the shit that don't hold up. The scene where he's dancing with the lady and they start grinding and she starts menstruating on it and had that spot on his hand.
You wouldn't think that it wouldn't, bruh.
I mean, as they did it, I don't know.
Yeah, because
maybe.
She already knew what time it was because she was like, thanks.
Right, thanks.
And it's nasty because she didn't have any underwear on with it. So, yeah, I guess that could be kind of...
And she had to feel it coming on because she like, oh, that's wild.
Bro, she already knew, bro. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, she knew. With no panties on?
Ugh. Oh, and then it kind of promotes underage drinking like a motherfucker, too. Fake.
Kind of.
The whole movie's about that. Gets a fake ID. Goes and buy alcohol.
But the fact that she said, the fact that was about to get in a fight with her boyfriend, and he's like, blood right there.
Oh, yeah. It's like, you got a stain too.
You got a stain
yes,
too.
He definitely does have a stain too, though. But, yeah, okay, they wouldn't be able to make that movie today. I mean, there's a lot of movies they wouldn't be able to make today. But,
probably.
I just don't think it'd be.
It's still one of my
favorites. It is. It definitely is. I love it.
People don't forget.
They'll tell the man, he damn, go piss your pants again. Fucking piss his pants in elementary school. They are fucking seniors in high school.
Yeah, like in third grade. People don't forget.
Oh, man. Hey.
Wow.
You know, one of my favorite parts when they was in home ec making a cake.
Oh, yeah.
And he was behind. What's her name? Her name is Emma Stone, right?
Yeah, but she was. Her character name is Emma Stone.
I mean, I be getting her and the other Emma, the Harry Potter girl. Her name Emma, too, ain't it?
Oh, yeah.
I be getting their last names mixed up.
Yeah, it's something, too. Yeah. The white boys both love them.
Oh, yeah, they love them.
Equally as much.
Yeah, but nah, he was he got to be partners with Jules. Oh yeah. My god, yo. And the big tear in my suit. That shit was terrible.
Yeah.
That was
big tear in my suit.
Do me, baby.
Right.
Wow, I the fuck is this shit? Why the fuck is this shit so
when
funny?
When Evan got locked in the room with them
dudes. Oh, and they're doing cocaine?
And they started doing cocaine. Hey,
this movie definitely wouldn't be able to fly, nigga.
And it's like, oh, is that, that's Jimmy's brother. He sings. Bro,
what's crazy is...
He sings like an angel.
What's crazy is the nigga they ran into earlier that took him to the party. He talking about, hey, you know a guy named Jimmy? So he looks just like his brother.
Right. He looks just like his brother. I'm waiting over here.
Oh, so you want a line of coke? That motherfucker started singing.
Shiny dude ball to the party. All right. She start singing.
Oh my god! I said, yo, and I know, I know they was high because that motherfucker could not sing, bro.
Oh,
that's
it. It was,
it was in it, boy. It was like wow, wow, wow. I said, yo, these niggas high as shit because ain't no damn way they think this motherfucker sing like a bird.
Right. These eyes have never ever seen
nothing. Like somebody get his ass whooped after that.
Yeah, it's like, man, I've been wishing for it,
waking up
dreaming for a fight.
The quote, that what's the name said at the end of that shit, that motherfucker said, are you willing to die for booze? He said, fuck no, but I'm willing to die for pussy. I said, God, he never spoke no true shit in his life when he said that shit, hey, boy. I said, well, I know a lot of niggas that did that. Nigga done did them about killing.
No, lie.
Nigga done about killing himself trying to go get that down.
That's some real questionable shit, boy. I'm telling you.
Damn. Yo,
that movie. Yeah, Seth's
been some real shit in that bitch. Oh, my God.
Yo, he was so hurt when Evan came with them with that condom and the
small bottle of
spermicide lube.
He said, what?
I said you wasn't going to have sex.
Plan?
Right, what part of the plan?
He said,
I said you wasn't going to have sex
what
tonight.
Plan?
What plan? What is this plan you keep talking
one
about?
One little cuddle, spermicide of Lou. He said, what are these not fucking old ladies?
Right, she's not going to be dried up.
Oh, God.
Oh.
But you already know that motherfucking Fogel. Fogel was... That motherfucker. No, he was funny as shit. That motherfucker was with the cops at all in that bitch.
Yeah, he definitely was.
Oh, shit.
Fogo was...
And he the only one...
And they were just so
hurt.
He the
only one got some ass.
They were so hurt when they saw him at the party. Nah, yeah, that was true. That was the cops were so hurt when they saw
was,
him at the party.
Yeah.
He said, what?
Blocked this cop.
What'd you run away from us?
Blocked this cop. We're supposed to be guiding this cop.
Right. Right, you blocked this cop. We're supposed to be guiding this cop.
Oh shit! Yeah, that was my movie.
I guess this is just an opportunity to talk about the movie we liked about it.
Pretty much.
Because regardless of if it holds up or not, I still got the deluxe version. I watch it from time to time on my DVD. What the fuck?
Yeah, bro. Alright, that movie wouldn't be. It wouldn't fly today. I mean, it had to. It could make one like it, but it wouldn't be the same. I don't care what you do. Any movie that came out, man, you try to make it. They try to do a redo it or whatever, reboot, whatever they call it, reboot. It's not going to fly.
Yo, Vez loves that fucking movie. What? Like, that's the first movie I showed him. Remember, he used to watch it with us. He used to try to watch it with us all the time. And they get in certain parts of it, like, all right, man, what? He losing.
You gotta wait till you get a little older to see certain parts in there.
Yeah. Your voice still too high.
See, your voice too high?
At that time, it was still too high.
Oh,
man. I'm not getting in trouble for that. But just want to say thank you guys for listening to us ramble on our podcast here, Carolina King. No, as always, you can hit us up at my personal Instagram, which is EACG32.
And that's because you still like fucking made the damn Carolina Kings one. Bro, I was supposed to get on your ass last weekend too. Damn, I forgot. I get on your ass this week about it.
Anyway, if you got any comments, anything you want to send us or email us, know we got the email address is carolinakings803@gmail.com. Again, carolinakings803@gmail.com. Man, man, go ahead and share the
picture. Yeah, man, you sound old as hell giving out emails and shit. Yeah, it's Chuck 2986, right. Instagram,
I do my Facebook, and Twitter.
Huh?
Facebook?
I mean, Facebook? You can go in if you want to. You're not going to. I mean, I don't respond to shit on there, so better off going on Instagram and Twitter.
Who sound old now? Facebook. I'm going to be on Snapchat, TikTok. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, you... Shut the fuck up. You just gave out an email address, bro.
Whatever, bro. As always, man, I'm repping the 919.
I'm repping the 803. You know the vibe.